98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, we are gearing up to watch Emmy represent Ireland in the second semi-final of the Eurovision tonight. And live from Basel, joining us on the phone right now is our producer and Eurovision fanatic, Russell. Russell, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning. This is Basil calling.
Hey!
Russell, absolutely unreal. What is the atmosphere like in Switzerland at the moment?
Well, you know the whole thing of when the sun is out, everyone is happy. That's exactly how it is here. It is glorious in Switzerland, which is not what I expected. I expected snow-topped mountains.
Yes. Amazing stuff.
The mood is fantastic and really, really love the atmosphere of people just excited for Eurovision. They're really ready for this contest and it's fantastic here.
Second semi-final tonight. Emmy's performing for Ireland. Obviously, we're all interested in Emmy and our chances. Who else have you got your eyes on tonight?
So the one who's probably one of the hot favourites right now is Austria. JJ's performance, and it's a very pop opera kind of track. It's called Wasted Love. It ends with an amazing kind of rave break towards the very, very end of it. And it's, as a performance, it's very conceptual. It's mostly in black and white. There's some really amazing light effects and it's very dramatic looking. I do have a suspicion that a lot of people will see this as very similar to The Code, who won for Switzerland last year. So there's a kind of, you know, that thing of, does lightning strike twice? It's a bit of a possibility, but I do think once we see it and hear it live tonight, it's going to be incredible.
Let's take a little listen to Wasted Love by JJ.
I'm holding on to
Wasted Love by JJ, Austria's entry for the Eurovision in the second semi-final tonight. And lots of people are talking about Denmark's entry as well, Russell.
Yes, Sisal, who hails from the Faroe Islands, one of Denmark's overseas territories, she is here with a song called Hallucination. And this has been probably my most played song of the Eurovision season so far. I constantly am singing it. I'm surprised you haven't told me, hey guys, what is that song? And whenever I'm singing that around you guys, this is a massive dance track that's really going to get stuck in your head, proper kind of earworm of a song. It's a fantastic track. The performance has really come on leagues and bounds, and her vocals are incredible when she hits those high notes.
Baby, I'm losing control.
Okay, and Russell, and then we've got Finland as well. What's the story with Finland's entry?
So Finland kind of have been sending really gas stuff for the last couple of years. We had Karia, who came second with Cha-Cha-Cha 2023 last year. Remember Windows 95 Man and the Jean Shorts song. Erika Wickman is the star this year, who kind of comes from the same kind of group of wild Finnish artists. And her song is called Ich Komme. I'm not going to translate it, but if you speak German, you'll understand what that means.
Oh.
And it's probably one of the most anthemic songs of the year so far. She's on her own on the stage. She doesn't require a huge amount of extra bits and bobs, and she owns it. She really storms the show. Now, she is performing last. And on Tuesday's semi-final, the songs that performed in the second, last and last position didn't qualify because it is a 100% televote. So there's a bit of a worry about this one.
Okay. But good news for Ireland, though. We're going third tonight.
Yes, exactly. Now, the disadvantage, Norway, where Emmy comes from, they're not voting for in ours tonight, but the UK and Australia are. Australia gave us 12 points in the jury last year and we scored really high with them in the televote. So there's a chance that those Aussies waking up very, very early might give us a couple of votes and hopefully send us through there. Our Emmy song is very memorable. The staging is really beautiful. It really makes the use of the stage. If you remember how it looked at Eurosong, it's fine. But as we move towards the big stage here in Basel, it looks incredible. She has been such an amazing, advocate for different things around around Eurovision. She's been popping up with Marty Whelan here and there. She's doing loads of interviews and press. She's really, really embracing everything. Going around in a Kerry jersey. She meets Leanne Hanifin once and she's walking around in a Kerry jersey. But she's I really think our chances are good. Now, when you look at the odds, Ireland is kind of teetering around 11th and 12th place and there's only 10 songs in the whole mix. But on Tuesday's show, Iceland came 12th and Belgium came 6th. Belgium didn't end up in the qualifiers. Portugal was dead last and they still qualified. So everything is wide open. Everything is possible here, and especially our early position might do very well.
Well, we have our fingers crossed for Ireland and Emmy's Like a Party tonight. Russell, thank you so much for joining us live from Basel this morning to chat all things Eurovision on The Big Breakfast.
98 FM. All day, Big Breakfast. Chima,
chima, chima, chima, chima. A barbecue. Chima,
chima, chima, chima, chima. A flying lesson. Chima,
chima, chima, chima, chima. And a horse.
98 FM.
Well, good morning and welcome to Thursday's edition of Matchy Matchy. It's your favourite game after eight. Just three words stand between you and an incredible list of prizes. They're so amazing that we don't even speak of them.
No, we must not speak.
Those that cannot be named. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win a gas-powered barbecue.
A flying lesson over Dublin.
A suitcase with a matching carry-on bag.
A hydrofacial therapy.
A child's rocking horse.
A cordless vacuum cleaner.
And how about a day of non-stop fun with a family pass to a theme park?
Oh, gorgeous.
What an insane list of prizes. They could all be yours. All you got to do to get your hands on them is say the same three words as either Rebecca or myself. It sounds easy, but is it? Lee is in Clondalkin. You're on 98 FM. Lee, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thanks, Lee. What are your plans for the day?
I'm in work, but okay. Enjoying the sun from the window.
Lovely, lovely. It's communion season. Have you got any communions, Lee?
My granddaughter's communion was last Saturday and her besties one is this Saturday.
So. Oh, wow.
A double whammy.
Oh, how did last week go?
Oh, it was amazing. She was just beautiful. A real downtown Abbey look.
Oh, very classy.
Love it, Lee. And great weather as well for the communions.
Absolutely.
So good. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy often, Lee?
All the time. I'm not brilliant at it, but...
Well, neither are we.
We're not either. So we're... Part of the fun.
Yeah, you're in good company, Lee. We're not great either. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'd like to play against Rebecca, please.
Okay, off you go. Off to the soundproof booth. Enjoy that now. Put your SPF on. Yeah, have a sit. Lovely stuff, Lee. Okay. Okay, Lee, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is happy.
Happy. Happy. Oh. Happy Gilmore.
Your second word is lemon.
Did you say lemon?
Lemon. L-E-M. O-N. Lemon.
Lemon. Lemon. Oh, gosh. Just hit a blank.
It's tough when you're on the spot, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Lemon. What would you say after lemon?
Lemon.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say lemon?
Lemon. Lemon drink.
Okay. And Lee, your third word this morning is Mister.
Mister.
Mister, yeah.
Mister. Oh my gosh.
It's a tough one.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Mister. Oh. After Mister, you say
Mrs.
Yay! Mrs. Okay, I said happy, you said Gilmore. I said lemon, you said drink. I said mister.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, you're back.
Am I meant to be back?
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, here we go. Let's get Rebecca back. You're back. You're back, you're back, you're back. The soundproof booth, very soundproof this morning.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Hello.
Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Lee this morning is happy.
Happy. I'm going to say happy. Oh, okay, happy, happy, happy birthday.
Hey,
Mr. President.
Your second word is lemon.
Lemon meringue.
Ooh, tasty. And your third word is Mr.
Mrs.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Lee in Clondalkin this morning?
Lee, my apologies. Did we get any?
You did. You got one. You both said Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was the most obvious one. The other two, there's many options.
There was a lot of options. Yeah. After Happy, Lee said Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Yeah. And after Lemon, Lee said Lemon Drink.
Lemon. Yeah. Was there are lots of lemon drinks.
Total blank.
Like lemon. Limes.
Lemon lime. Yeah. Lemon lime. Lee.
Lemon sponge.
Thank you. Lemon sponge.
Lemon tree.
Lemon sponge? Yeah, what's
you
lemon
like a
sponge?
Lemon sponge cake.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Lemon
yeah.
drizzle.
Lemon drizzle, yeah.
Okay.
Lots of options.
It wasn't to be this morning.
Not to
they
be
were
this morning,
difficult, Lee. Thank you so much for playing.
Lee, you were brilliant. Thank you so much for playing. We're sending you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee. And we'd love to know how you would do. You can now play Matchy Matchy on TikTok and on Instagram. We've got amazing videos that they're like play along Matchy Matchy videos.
Yeah, if you miss it any morning, you can find out the words on our social media at 98FM on TikTok and at 98FM Dublin on Instagram.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.